The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, that's it. Three apiece, six picks in total. Taz remains very, very hot through 7 weeks. 15-6, 3-0 last week. My picks have been atrocious. 0-3 last week, 7-14 overall. So not good in any way, shape, or form. What are you going to do? You got to bounce back. We'll see if I can do it this week. Taz, you lead the way. You're just leading
like
the
that,
pack.
Just like that, right? I'm what? Dominant to that level, and it's just thrown away like that? Really?
I gave you I give you a pop every week saying your NFL picks are great. What do you want me to do, a monologue on it?
It should be a whole set, an eight-pick lead. This is like, I feel bad for you. I want to, like, give you a week here.
Stop.
Why? You're much better. Why were you 0-3 last week?
I don't know. Needs to be bad picks. I forget exactly who I picked last week. But, yeah, bad picks.
Know what I think you do wrong?
What's that?
If you'd like me to give you the breakdown of you.
Okay.
I think you overthink it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Don't. Don't overthink.
Okay. Maybe you're right, about that.
Loosey-goosey. That's the key.
Well, that's it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Reaction. Just give me a little advice.
Yeah. I don't know if I necessarily overthink it. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I mean, there have been some weeks where I haven't really loved the games in order to make picks, but I've been terrible. I mean, there's really no excuse. My picks have been awful. You've been great. We're through 7 weeks here. It's time to rally.
All right. This is your week, Moose.
Thank you. Probably
you
want
to go first? You want me to go first?
No, you lead the way.
All right.
Leader leads the way.
We got my Buffalo Bills. They're going to do battle in Buffalo. They're going to do battle against the Eagles. Okay? Eagles right now in this particular matchup. I got them at another dog. They're plus 1.5. You got 1.5?
1.5. Bills are 1.5 point favorite.
Discuss this. You know, we should make sure we're on the same page now. But anyway, I'm going to Bills here. And they're going to cover. And they're at home. And I feel they're going to be dominant here. I feel like QB Allen's going to have a really good game. I feel he's going to play well. Defense is going to step up big time. I like our chances in a big way to cover. I don't care if it's 1.5. I don't care if it's 2.5. Take Buffalo. They will cover in a big way.
All right, Bills laying the 1.5 at home against the Eagles. Pick one for Tash. Pick one for me. Let's head out to Detroit. I'm going to take the Lions. I'm going to lay the 6.5 against the Giants. Detroit coming off a loss last week at home against Minnesota. Saw the Vikings with a kind of ho-hum 19-9 victory last night over the Washington Redskins. I just think the Lions, they've played better. They're in their 2-3-1 record. The Giants are a 2-5 football team. Issues with Shermer. Certainly Daniel Jones. I think they'll be a better – I think the Lions are a better coach team. I think they'll get after Jones. I think they might force a fumble or two over the course of the game. The young quarterback has issues holding on to the football, especially when he gets hit. So I'm going to lay. It's less than a touchdown. I see the Lions win this game by a touchdown. So give me the 6.5. Lay it. I'm going to take the Lions. That's pick number one for me.
I like that one, Moose. I like your chances there. All right, we're going to go down the Cajun country. We're going to go down to New Orleans. You got the Saints. They're playing Arizona. Okay, Arizona's coming to New Orleans. New Orleans, I should say, sitting 6-1, first place in NFC South right now. Dominant right now without Drew Brees, as we discussed, and with Kamara and stuff too. So Bridgewater's been on point. That defense has been on point. And I think that will continue. This young man, Kyler Murray, the quarterback for the Cardinals, as they sit last place in the NFC West, 3-3, 3-3-1, I should say. This poor kid is in for something bad. Against that defense in that building, it's going to be tough for him, real tough for him. And that's why they're plus 10.5 are the Cardinals. I don't care. I feel, Moose, how about this is what they call ballsy, my friend. The Saints will cover 10.5. NFL, that's a lot of points. Saints dominant. I'll take the Saints over Zona. No problemo, amigos. Give you a little Spanish talk there. You like that?
I don't know.
Was it on point?
No, I have no idea if the Spanish was on point. I got to be honest with you.
I think it was.
The whole idea, I believe you. I think the whole idea that taking the Saints laying 10.5 is ballsy.
Why you don't? Well, to me, it is.
I know.
In my mind, it is. I don't know. I hear you.
I think taking the Cards on the road in New Orleans would have been, you know.
No, 10.5 is a lot of points,
it
though.
It is. No. I understand. I'm just busting your chops.
But I hear you. I mean,
but yeah, I like that pick. I think you're well on your way to another undefeated week.
All right. Should put a little wager on this in the past. I've been doing all right.
Oh,
right
what
now.
Do you mean? I'd be basically skimming your pool.
Yeah, but in college, we'll get to that later. But
yeah, we'll get to that
you're
later.
Doing pretty good there.
Yeah, we're both doing well there, so it's good. College picks have been great all the way around for both of us. Pick number two for me. I'm going to take the 49ers. I'm going to lay the 5.5. Emmanuel Sanders, and this is one of the highlight games of the weekend. 6-0 San Francisco, 4-2 Carolina. I just look at it. I don't know. I think the 49ers will do a good job of slowing down McCaffrey. I like the fact that they acquired Emmanuel Sanders from the Denver Broncos. They're home. I respect what Kyle Allen's done for Carolina. Now they go on the road in San Francisco. I've been really impressed with the 49ers have been able to do both lines, offensive and defensive line, especially that defensive front getting after it. I think they create some short field opportunities for Garoppolo. The 49ers gutted their way through a rain-drenched game down in Washington this past Sunday, in which they won that game 9-0. I think this is going to be a really entertaining game. I think it's one of the better games of the weekend when you look at it. 4:05 Eastern time kick out there at Levi's Stadium. Give me the 49ers. I'll lay 5.5. That's pick two for me.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to wrap my stuff up for you with the we're going to take the Jets going down to Jacksonville. So, you know, you got a Jacksonville team that's sitting right now in the AFC South, 3-4. I think they're better than that 3-4 record. I do. But, you know, you're dealing with the Colts and the Texans in that division, so hence why they're tied. Well, there's a tie with the Jaguars and Titans. They're both 3-4. Regardless, I like Jacksonville in this game. The Jets on the road. I don't like Sam Darnold's chances. The Jets are the underdog in the game. They are +6. I feel Jacksonville will cover. Minshew Jones, Fournette, I feel will be running the ball amok. I'll take the Jags to cover at home. So that's my pick three.
I like that. I agree with you there. And then my third and final pick, we're going to go out to Indianapolis. We're going to lay the 5.5 against for the Colts against the Denver Broncos. How could you not be impressed with Frank Reich and the Colts have been able to do both sides of the football? Offensive line is completely dominant. You look at Denver, Joe Flacco going on the road here. They trade away and pair off Emmanuel Sanders, and the spread seems kind of light. So I understand those that would raise an eyebrow and say, you know what? If it's that light and maybe the Broncos got a shot in this game, I don't see it. I really don't. I'm going to take the Colts. They were impressive last week at home against Houston. I think they'll be impressive this week at home against Denver. Give me Indianapolis to get themselves through 5-2 on Sunday. Lay the 5.5. That's pick number three for me.
Now we do the review. Right?
Yes.
Go for the review.
The Taz and the Moose review special. My three picks. Lions laying 6.5. Colts laying 5.5. And my third and final pick, the 49ers laying 5.5 against Carolina.
I have the Bills laying 1.5 over Philadelphia. I have the Saints laying a whopping 10.5 over Arizona. I have the Saints on that one there. And I got the Jaguars laying 6 over the Jets. Bills, Saints, Jags. That's my deal.